Welcome to Apostates on the Fringe. I'm Sam.
I'm Dustin.
Alistair.
And we are a podcast brought to you by the Atheist Society of Knoxville.
What are you drinking today? Oh, you got my nasty beer.
I got
still.
Another nasty. It's not that bad.
It's awful.
It's fine, it's as long as it's your second beer. My other one is a Warsteiner German Pilsner, which isn't that great either. It's very... If you know German beers, there's literally five of them. They have a purity thing. Germans have a thing about purity? What?
They had a whole campaign about purity.
Yeah,
Sam.
They only like five kinds of beer, and I hear that if you're not one of those five kinds, out of the country.
So I have Boulevard Brewing Company, and I picked this one up because I was in a crunch for time, and I was like, fuck it, we'll give it a shot. It is Hawaiian Pizza Party Tiki IPA, and it's brewed with pineapples, mango, and vanilla beans, and I tell you, this does not taste like an IPA. I swear to fuck, it tastes like just a tropical cocktail. It's honestly... not bad. It has kind of a weird aftertaste, but definitely fruity, and it's not hoppy, so like I can drink this shit. It's a little sweet for my taste, so I may not do more than two. Like, I wouldn't go out drinking, you know, binging these, but it's honestly not fucking bad. I was surprised. I expected something like Sweetwater Going Coastal, where it's like a tropical IPA, but no, it's no hoppiness whatsoever. It's literally fucking just fruit cocktail, and I'm here for it. I don't have any funny stories this week, you guys. I honestly don't, except we'll make fun of Marjorie Taylor Greene and some bullshit, but I honestly don't have anything that I found that we can just literally just laugh out and make fun of.
No, that's, I mean, like, laugh until you cry. There's a lot of fucked up shit. I was just reading a story here where Trump went through Ohio, through the fucking disaster zone in Ohio.
And he pushes Trump and he water?
He just pushes his stuff. So there's literally the thing I was just looking at. Is middle school kids draped in Trump flags, Trump 2024 flags, saying, "The school said it's okay for me to drink the water, and I did, and my nose bled." And they're like wearing a Trump flag, and I'm like, "This is America. This is Ohio."
Speaking of Ohio, Al and I saw the same video. It was Governor Mike DeWine, I think is his name, and the EPA chief, and they're in some lady's home with some other third older guy, and they're going to drink the water right there to show it's safe. And either they take the most minuscule sips you've ever seen, or they're not drinking it whatsoever fucking ever. Like, the one older guy who was like, fuck it, I'm going to die next year anyways. Like, he's so old. Like, he's gulping that shit down. He's like, maybe, fucking, I hate my wife. This will be faster. You know? But the other two, you know, you can see him. It was like Oscar level worthy acting about how they're trying to drink this water to show it's safe. And then the EPA chief is like, ooh, that's good and cold. This is delicious. And she's like, thank you. She's like, well, it's not my water. Like, he's selling it like a motherfucker. But they don't know. They know that water's not safe. Fuck. Ever since our last episode, I've been seeing so many videos on TikTok of people just going out and like pushing a stick into the fucking mud of these rivers and then seeing bubbles come up and then like that, you know, that rainbow where oil's floating. Yeah. Like, I'm like,
oh, is that gay pride water?
Yeah, gay pride water that kills you. And they're like, EPA's like, nah, dog, it's totally safe.
Yeah, so you can't you can't trust our government. You can't trust the EPA.
No, because they said over and over again it's safe, and I've seen several videos. They go and just poke it, and then all of a sudden, like, bubbling fissure bubbles come up, rainbow-killing waves come around. I'm like,
everything's dying. Everyone's going to die.
And I'm like, wildlife is drinking from this. People are going to hunt the wildlife that are drinking from this.
Well,
like,
even, I mean, it's going to get into your food. You're probably going to have to watch and make sure you're not eating anything that was made in Ohio, because they probably fed that water to the cows and the chickens that are going to be in your Connor's steak next time you go out.
I like Connor's, and that sucks. They have good steak.
And like I said, you can't trust the EPA. You can't trust our fucking government. That's for fucking sure. Like, so this week, there was an alarm yesterday about a uranium fire in Oak Ridge.
Yeah, Y-12, yeah.
And I'm like, they're like, it's fine though. And I'm like, is it?
No, no.
Can I trust it when you say it's fine? Can I trust you? I don't think so.
Like, no longer after, especially after this Ohio thing. Like, before I thought I could trust science, but when they're lying about the science, which they're clearly evidently doing, especially in Ohio, then that gets passed down to every other thing that they claim that, you know, to know the science behind. I'm like, yeah, but are you really releasing
the
true data?
I mean, we've talked kind of before about how in the in the 40s through 60s, the science was, they paid off all these studies to say that soft drinks were great. They've done studies saying cigarettes were great. Like, you can't trust a lot of these studies because they're made by the government. And when you look into how they're done, they're not really done scientifically. They're done in a way to skew the results.
I would love some independent, a group of independent scientists to go to Ohio and do the testing.
Oh, no, they won't let them. That's what happened.
They really won't let them?
I mean, no, they were arresting journalists when this happened.
I think they only arrested the one journalist and they initially and then released like a few hours later and claiming like, and the government's like, it never should have happened, but it did happen. But I don't know, like, I don't want to turn into a conspiracy theorist where I just disbelieve everything the government says, but it's kind of like getting to the point where, you know, if they're willing to lie about this big of an incident, what are they willing to lie about that's even smaller? Case in point, this Y-12 thing with, you know, the uranium building being on fire. I don't know, but I don't want to get into that, you know, that line where I'm just like conspiracy theorist level. But I mean,
not unless we're getting more Patreons and they need to give us more money and they can buy our supplements. You can't trust that government water.
We're gonna sell
you gotta get apostates on the fringe water.
Gay Pride Rainbow Water.
Gay Pride Rainbow Water
sale next month from apostates on the fringe. Come get your fringe water. The other thing,
fringe water. There you go. That's the best
marketing it. I'm gonna trademark that shit as soon as we get off this recording. Other thing I want to kind of make fun of is, oh Jesus Christ! Did you guys see that? It was released, I wouldn't say last week, but it took a lot of people to go through. It was a 147-page report, or legal filing from Dominion Voting Systems against Fox News and their $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit. Have you guys heard anything about that? It's fucking juicy. And why I say that is because they have text messages between the top three Fox News execs. We have, talking heads, we have Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Lori Ingraham.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, this woman talking about Trump's attorney, Sidney Powell, they're like, this is batshit crazy. Like, between each other, they're messaging each other, saying, like, I don't believe a fucking bit of this, but they know their ratings are hurting. And so put a pin in that, and let's go back 2 weeks. 2 weeks prior to all this election fraud shit, Fox News was the first network to call Arizona for Joe Biden. And boy, oh boy, did that piss off the Republican Trump supporters who were watching Fox News. Then they started leaving in droves to Newsmax and OANN, mostly Newsmax, who capitalized on that and said, well, we're not willing to call. Just said there's too many questions, like they're sucking Trump's dick, and that's what those supporters went to. And so Tucker Carlson gets pissed. He starts firing messages off to all these execs saying, what the fuck are you doing? Like, we've built, it's been 25 years building this empire, and you're going to crash it down by doing this. Like, he was mad that they called Arizona for Biden. And Tucker Carlson is quoted saying that Trump is the world's greatest destroyer. You know, if we play this wrong, he's going to destroy us, which I think gives Trump a little too much credit. I think it's more so his followers who will suck his dick no matter what he does. But they're ringing these alarm bells because they're losing ratings. And so what they did was they basically called this emergency meeting, finding out how to keep these people in line, and how to do so was to keep bringing Sidney Powell on to spew her election lies. And Sidney Powell comes on with this memo written by this woman who's anonymous for some reason, who claims that the wind talks to her like she's totally batshit. And this memo was talking about widespread voter fraud. And so in order to save face and save their ratings, they keep bringing on Sidney Powell, shitting on Dominion voting systems that they're switching thousands of votes from Trump to Biden, adding illegal votes to Biden. And that's how he won. And so they had them, but they did this on air, but behind the scenes, they know they didn't believe a single fucking thing, and they sold their shit out. And some of the things that is in this legal filing, it's going to be hard for Fox News to escape this upcoming, I don't know if they're going to settle, hopefully not, but this is some damning shit. I urge you to actually look into some of this, because it's literally insane what the Fox News, because that's all they do, is all they want is their ratings. They don't care to spew facts, and they know they're not spewing facts. And so for the entire fucking two or three week period that they were having Sidney Powell on while they're doing this legal thing behind closed doors, they knew they were lying. So Fox News is absolutely, they know they're lying, and they did it for the views. Because
I've been saying this since I was in middle school, because I've always been really politically active. We are never going to be free until Fox News is destroyed. Like, as long as they are allowed to do what they do, like, blatantly lie, we are never going to be an actual free nation. We cannot. It's pure brainwashing. Like, yeah, it should be illegal.
It sucks that these people feel beholden to Trump. You know, it's all about the capitalist system. They want the money, and they need the money from Trump supporters. And this man has too much fucking power and sway.
That's how
just angering him means that they lose money, and they knew that was a bad path to go on when they called Arizona first.
That's how we get the whole nation to fucking crumble and fall. That's what the fuck's happening. From leftists, from allies, I always hear like Fox News is so stupid. Look what they say, and I'm like, they're like they call liberals leftists. That they're so stupid, and I'm like, no, they're not. They know exactly. That's what they want you to think. They're not saying what they think. They're saying what they want you to think, and that's what you need to start realizing. Like, now we know what they actually think. So if that's what they actually think, why are they trying to tell people this?
I mean, I don't think anyone believed Fox News believed what they were saying.
Fox News viewers do.
Yeah, Fox News viewers absolutely.
I mean, but nobody on the left.
I know a lot of people on the left that think that they think that Tucker Carlson's an idiot. Glenn Beck's an idiot. They think those people are stupid. They don't think that they're peddling something intentionally.
Tucker Carlson was very strategic in his messaging in that he knew that angering Trump would just mean disaster for the network and their ratings, and he knew that they had to do a U-turn to try to maintain those viewers that were just bailing and jumping ship. I mean, we kind of talked about how people were like, they were chanting, fuck Fox News, literally outside of voting centers in Arizona. And so they knew that they had to try to rein those people back in, and how to do so was to then support Donald Trump's lie that the election was stolen from him, along with Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani. And so this filing is fucking, it's disaster for Fox News. Hopefully now they're going to have way more money than $1.6 billion. They'll probably attempt to settle. This will be drawn out for a long time anyways. But this does not look good for them. What they have already, and this is what they released, is pretty damning for at least those top three, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, and Lauren Graham. Just absolutely devastating to them. The other thing is Georgia. Georgia had wrapped up their grand jury on Trump's election tampering kind of thing. Remember that perfect call where he claimed to find the 11,780 votes? Well, the grand jury wrapped up, and they had recommended it's called the four person. Her name is Emily Kors. She did this kind of reckless media tour either yesterday or the day prior, where she was kind of talking about the grand jury proceedings and some of the things behind the scene things. Probably shouldn't be doing that because Trump team's kind of jumping on that. But she was indicating that they had recommended a slew of indictments for a lot of people. And she wouldn't name names, but when they asked, you know, basically, do we expect Trump? She's like, you won't be surprised. You won't be surprised by these indictments that we're recommending. Now, they can't actually indict anyone. They don't have that power. It goes to the attorney general or district attorney, I think her name is Ellis. And so she will make the filing charges, but she's indicating a lot that Trump may be actually indicted in his attempt to overthrow the Georgia election and their fake elector scheme, along with Rudy Giuliani and Miss Sidney Powell again. So a lot of stuff may be crumbling down on that MAGAverse that has kind of tried to, with the whole overturning of the 2020 election, maybe. We will see consequences.
Probably not.
Holding my breath? I'm not doing that.
I'm not holding my breath.
But we'll know. The decision is imminent. So we'll know fairly certain. I don't know how soon imminent is. But we'll find out. And in Marjorie Taylor Greene news this week, big one, she's been kind of all over the news because I guess on President's Day she called for a national divorce of the blue and red states, and then the next day went on this huge thread elaborating on how that would work and why she thinks it's such a grand system. Great. Although it does raise a lot of questions. I'm going to kind of quote some of this from her Twitter. Tragically, I think we, the left and the right, have reached irreconcilable differences, so we, the left and right, should consider a national divorce, not a civil war, but a legal agreement to separate our ideological and political disagreements by states while maintaining our legal union. I'm not sure she knows how anything works, including the Constitution, which kind of, you know, forbids secession and things like that. But she goes on to say many, many things. One of the most interesting things that I thought was kind of hilarious was that she, and I'm going to quote here, red state schools would bring back prayer in school and require every student to stand for the national anthem and pledge of allegiance, while blue states would like eliminate blah, blah, blah. And then she says pledge identity to ideologies like the trans flag and BLM. What's hilarious to me about this, her proposing this national divorce, and that she wants to require children to say the Pledge of Allegiance, is that within the Pledge of Allegiance are three words, which is united, one nation, and indivisible. And I don't see how she misses the irony in that whatsoever.
Because she doesn't actually want that?
Some of the other fun things, and this is gonna be funny for Al, is that perhaps some blue states would even likely have government-funded Antifa communist training schools. I mean, elected Democrats already support Antifa, so why not?
I don't think that's how it would go. If they're Antifa schools, I think they're more likely to be anarchist schools than communist schools, in my personal opinion. Not saying there aren't communist anti-fascists out there. I see it.
They don't understand. She doesn't understand what an Antifa is anyways.
Or a communist.
Or a communist.
Yeah.
Just like the people on the walking on I almost said Walking Dead. On The Last of Us, they don't understand what communism is either.
Law enforcement would likely look different in red and blue states. Red states would likely have highly supported law enforcement officers and well-funded agencies. Police officers would be well-trained, paid, equipped, and seen as heroes, once again, okay. Not portrayed as racist thugs.
Okay.
Red states would also support citizens' rights to bear arms and self-defense. In red states, law-abiding gun owners wouldn't go to jail for shooting an attacker. Their right to self-defense and defense of property would be protected. Crime rates would be very low. That's why they would need all those cops there, because the crime rates are so low.
Right.
Red state citizens would be safe. Criminals would be locked away swiftly. What criminals? Crime rates are low when they broke the law. Justice would be served. In blue states, who knows? Police could be anything from unarmed social workers to doing what Democrat lawmakers have been calling for a long time, abolishing the police. And in blue states, they would immediately disarm their citizens, and of course, because those bad guns get up and kill people all by themselves all the time.
She's such a fucking idiot.
In a national divorce, the left could achieve their dreams of total and complete lawlessness.
I mean, I'm here for it. Here's another fun one. I love this one. And she's such a garbage human being. Red states would likely ban all gender lies and confusing theories, drag queen story times, and LGBTQ indoctrinating teachers, and China's money and influence in our education. And this is so funny. While blue states could have government-controlled gender transition schools. I mean, sounds fun. You know, she's such a fucking idiot.
She absolutely is.
I think it's more telling of what they think the left is versus what it actually is.
It absolutely is.
This is what this is how they view they try to paint, you know, they have to set up a straw man. They have to set up the left and us as this. That's how they want to see the world. But I don't know. I would get the fuck out of Tennessee, obviously, if that happened.
Technically, she has to get out of Georgia because Georgia elected two Democratic senators and elected Joe Biden in 2020. So, I mean, if that's what you want.
My thing, though, is like, how does this work if there's... What about the people who, like... blue people, like, she's thinking just in terms of Democrats and Republicans, as if that's all that's out there, I think, when she says red and blue.
In her head, like, it is.
But what about all those people who aren't conservative, who live in red states? How do they plan to get, like, how do they plan to segregate these states to get all the blue people and more?
I think it's funny that you think she actually thought any of this through when she went through this tweet, little tirade. I think... another problem that she's considering.
Were you trying to say turd raid?
I don't know what I was trying to say. Fucking it is. Her nerd rage. And then what she doesn't always consider is that places like Arizona and Georgia, Biden only won by 10 or 11,000 votes. That means there is basically 50.1% and 49.98%, whatever, split there between what they consider red and blue people. Like, how do you divide that up? Do we just make all the red people there, force upon them our blue doctrine where we make them go through our gender transitioning schools and go through our government-funded Antifa communism schools? Like, none of this is obviously going to make any sense. she's calling for this just because she's an idiot. Even in her own party, except for McCarthy hasn't said anything. Only like some of the more sane people, your Liz Cheney's, your Mitt Romney's, had come out and just blasted her for this idiotic fucking idea that she has. I don't know what's going through her head. She's a fucking idiot. She has no idea how things work. She's going through every right-wing talking point and building her what she would think is an ideal fascist Republican world and how everything would be ran. And
this is how she sees the world. That's the way that her supporters view her as that too.
So I started thinking about if we would build a leftist haven country, like what would we have? Because I saw her laundry list of things that she thought would be absolutely perfect. Like, do we have like an abortion plex service? Like abortion plex at every
an abortion plex
abortion plex.
And I think we would have healthcare available.
It's called healthcare.
Need it.
Education, actually teaching real education.
I think our tax dollars, if we had
bans on books in the libraries, you know, libraries full of books, mandatory reading.
We would probably, either A, not have police, or have money towards people who would actually go to care for people that need care, which we'll talk about later, instead of sending a fascist police force to go and try to take care of all the problems.
Yeah, instead of police, they would actually be mental health people that would actually check on people instead of just saying, I think she's faking it, and kicking her on the ground, like Knoxville basically does. You would not have any rich people. That would be one of the big ones if we were actually communist.
But let's also think about what she thinks in her mind. If we separate that means the money also has to separate, right? And look at where all the money comes from. If you look at the blue states, that's what most of the wealthy tend to be in blue states. That's why rent is super fucking expensive to live there. Think of New York City. Think of most of California.
California. That's why. That's why us communists are. Like, you are not going to be able to get true communism to happen without violence. What are you supposed to do? Hey, rich people, please give us your money, and let's just give it to people. That's why we say eat the rich, because eat the rich encapsulates everything the left wants to do in a metaphorical sense.
Well, my point was, though, that 7 out of the top 10 states that take more from the government than they actually give back are red states. Mm-hmm. So they're going to run in a deficit. They're already talking. She's bitching. One of her top tweets is bitching about the debt and the national debt. Like, if we separate that money, all the blue states will just have this massive surplus because they're no longer funding your shit-ass state that requires this funding. So you're just going to, like, now the debt's going to be your problem.
Yeah.
Whereas it's not going to be the problem for the blue states, because they have, and now you lose Hollywood. Now you lose the New York Stock Exchange. I don't know how all this.
My point is Georgia and like Nashville more media like.
My point is, if those places actually became communist, we would lose those rich people. We would either have to eat them to spread their money evenly throughout the populace, or they would leave to the fascist areas. Because that's what I was trying to say, is that you cannot peacefully get rich people to give their money back to society. How are you going to do that?
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to eat them.
Well, no. That's why we say eat the rich, because we want to eat their asset. We want to eat their assets and give it evenly back to everyone else and put their head on a pike. I mean, in Roblox.
I mean, the reality of it is, if they want something like that, they would remove us by force. And so the only recourse we would have is to remove them from the blue states by force. And a lot of them will be people with money, probably.
She's proposing a civil war. That's what she's proposing. This is where they're at. This is what Trump said, too. Like, the civil war is coming up quick. Election year is next year. It's going to be rough. You're going to lose some friends. You're going to lose some family, hopefully physically, because they're fascists and they need to be in the ground inside Roblox.
I think I separated myself from most of those people during the 2016 election cycle.
And the people that didn't do
that... I don't think I'm losing anybody.
The people that didn't do that then, you stuck with the fascist people in your family probably because you're a little bit of a fascist too. I think people already chose their sides. That's when people come to me and they're like, Sam, you're a little rough with your tactics. You're a little rough. You need to, you know, to calm down.
Is that how they say it?
Yes. Well, like, you need to, you know, there's some people that you just need to talk to and you can get them on your side, but you're just a little rough. And I'm like, if they have not chosen their their side by now, after the Trump years, if they saw all of that and they weren't like, what the fuck is going on? I'm going to be the fuck hell away from that. Then you're never going to fucking get them.
I get that. If you didn't say fuck so much, well, they don't even say that. If you didn't cuss so much. I'm fucking expressing myself. Fuck off.
Oh, I acknowledge I cuss way too fucking much. Like, I listened to my, God, there was, I was at Ask. I don't know, was it the Zoom? Y'all, like, I was telling a story, and there were two people on that Zoom meeting who counted the number of times I said fuck within that story, just as, like, a game, and I didn't realize they were doing it until the end, and it was an absurd, it was an absurd number. Because, like, fucking, just think about the fucking, and I was like, it's my filler word, it is, and I love it, because it's versatile as fuck.
Like, yeah, it's definitely my favorite word. You know, you can just use so many ways.
Before I was working on this show, I was doing the local access show here in Knoxville, and it wasn't even PG, like G rated. It had to be, or we could be personally sued.
Because it was on public, it was carried on public access.
Anybody with a channel flipper could watch us, so that's why it was rated G.
How tough was that to get? But you guys didn't really talk about like things that angered you as much.
That's what are you talking about? We talked about religion. Two religious people calling us it. No, sure, yes, but
the people you had were more debating or philosophical discussion, not like fuck the Mormon Church or whatever.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I can edit my language when I have to sometimes, yeah. But I try not to be in situ. That's why I didn't like kids before. Like, I'm obviously have kids in my life now, but I also can curse in front of those kids because I can trust them not to go to school and yell fuck. Because I don't like censoring myself. So when I'm around a parent that's like, don't curse around my kids. And I'm like, why the fuck not? I'm like, shouldn't you trust your kid not to use those words appropriately and not actually say them? Doesn't make any fucking sense to me anyways.
So actually, I mentioned the Mormon Church. Have you guys seen in the news where the Mormon Church has been fined by the Securities and Exchange Commission? A measly $5 million.
For hoording, like, what? Or
$32 billion of investments between 1997 and 2019. And there's some reports that number actually grew to $100 billion. And the thing was, they were trying to hide the amount of assets they had. Because you imagine that you're asking, like, you go to ask, pass around that tithing plate, and that person gets that plate knowing that you have amassed a hoarded wealth of $32 billion fucking dollars, and you try to pass yourself off as this force of good in this country or this nation or this world. I'm not sure where all they operate, but that is a huge fucking reserve for one of the smallest churches. Like, it's Mormonism is not. I know they basically own an entire state of Utah, but in terms of percentage of
Christianity owns entire countries.
Yeah, that's also fair. But something that's that small compared to your other major religions.
Yeah, countries versus states.
$32 billion or $100 billion. They're not using that shit for good. How can you remain a member of that fucking organization knowing that they're amassing and holding that wealth and moving it around just to hide that asset?
Well,
from
you know, if God didn't want them to have that money, then he wouldn't let them. So obviously God wants them to have the money.
I don't get it. I couldn't imagine me being in a church or just finding that out and be like, no, fuck you. No, well,
that's why you're sitting here. If you did buy into that shit, you wouldn't be here.
I guess that's fair.
Because plenty of people, even in the local mega churches here, in Knoxville, the local mega churches are insanely fucking wealthy. But people still give them their fucking money.
Which is how they stay wealthy. And then you have I don't know if I shared the other article where the Southern Baptist Convention kicked out a church because they hired a female pastor, which isn't in line with
But they their, love women.
No, they say they have important roles as, you know, servants.
They
and
have
helping,
important roles but as they can't, cooking but and cleaning my dishes.
But they can't be a pastor, which...
And they don't deserve all their human rights.
No.
As God wanted.
It's so weird what Bible verses they decide they want to uphold and which ones they don't. It's like, you have all these churches. There's literally Jesus saying, it is easier for what, a camel to pass through an eye of a needle than a rich person to enter the gates of heaven. And yet you have churches with millions or billions of dollars in revenue.
They don't believe,
they don't
actually
they don't
want
believe,
to
no.
use that certain shit And I hate when people try to quote Jesus like he was this great guy either. Like, he's a fucking piece of shit, too. It's like they forget that, like, Jesus is in Revelations and he comes back to murder everybody. But, you know, they feel like, oh, no, he hasn't done that yet. It's like...
Oh, but it's coming, Sam, for last year. It's coming.
But that's because we've been really bad, you know? But, like, they're like, Jesus is all about peace and love. And I'm like, why? What's this part right here about him coming back and murdering everybody? They're like, oh, he hasn't done that yet. Like, okay.
I truly do laugh because they don't read their Bible when they say he's all about peace and love. When there's literally a scripture that says, I came to bring the sword. That's literally his goal.
So if you think Jesus was a great guy, he was a great guy. You just haven't gotten to the end of the movie yet. So our ACAB of the week is another local one, because it's amazing we talk about national ACABs all the time here, but we have so much, our cops in Knoxville are so fucking corrupt and evil that we have so much news from them. So there is a woman, Lisa Edwards, was that it?
Yeah, Lisa Edwards. Yeah.
So she was a woman that was wandering around a parking garage that was she kicked out of a hospital?
Yeah, Fort Sanders.
Yeah, she was at the hospital getting medical treatment from an article I read earlier, and she was, like, discharged, and the hospital called the cops because she wouldn't leave the property. And so apparently I'm wondering...
Because she was dying. Yeah. I mean, she was seeking care.
She was seeking medical care, and the hospital, which I guess we should probably be shitting on Fort Sanders.
Yeah, shit on them. Yeah, absolutely. They're culpable in this as well, because they have a duty to provide care.
So there's literally a woman dying, and they're like, nah. What, does she not have insurance or something?
Is irrelevant.
I guarantee you she didn't. They'll take you them in. And they'll do the, like, minimal amount they have to do.
Okay, that's fair.
And then they discharge them. And I'm betting, because I'm pretty sure the article I read that said that they discharged her. They did take her in, and they probably did, like, the...
They only have to stabilize, because that's how shitty our country is.
You live in a fucking dystopia.
They literally only have to, like, they triage and stabilize if you don't have insurance. Look, and if you cannot prove that you can pay for that, they can, like, you're stabilized.
Good luck. You dumb motherfuckers have to realize you live in a dystopia, that if you were in Sweden and this happened to you, doesn't even matter if you don't have insurance. They would just fucking fix you up.
Yeah, even if you're visiting.
Even if you're visiting.
You're a citizen.
I even have a friend with a personal story of this shit happening to them recently. Like, you have to realize that you live in a fucking dystopia.
Let's just not call our listeners dumb fuckers, Sam.
Okay, our listeners aren't, but you need to tell all your friends they're dumb fuckers, listeners. I love you. I love each and every one of you.
Fair. Okay, so police are called, and they arrive to provide care and aid.
Oh, yes.
Is that what they did?
To protect and serve, it says so on their cars.
It says it right there. So that's truly what they did, Sam. Is that what they did?
That's what they did. They came to stand around and make fun of her.
You got to understand, the call that they received is they had somebody trespassing on their property after they asked them to leave. So in their mind, all they saw from the moment they are, you know, in their mind, all they saw was this is someone committing a crime. And that's what they drove up, and that's what they kept in their head, is this is a fucking criminal. Fuck this fucking criminal.
It takes 5 seconds, less than, to hear this woman's wheezing to understand that maybe...
She's a fucking criminal. They came there to address a criminal. That's all she's ever going to fucking be.
Like, we've been trying to drill home, that is how police are trained. Police are trained to see the public as potential revenue sources for the state. How can you arrest this person? How can we take them in and generate revenue from them? They are not people. That is one of the reasons they send them to jail first. They're like, these people aren't people. You have to understand, the public you're working with, they're just potential criminals. You're not there to help them. There was that fucking Supreme Court said that the police are not there to help you, as we see from this. That is very, very relevant to what we're talking about here, because they do not help this woman, and she fucking dies.
So, before we get into some of the details of this video in length is over an hour and 16, minutes long.
So it's pretty...
That's how long!
I don't even
remember. They left her...
I don't even recommend you watching the whole thing, because it's pretty heartbreaking, because you know that this is the cops just, like, sitting around making fun of a woman while she dies. That's basically an hour.
Let me just go ahead and read this comment. Lisa Edwards lived the last few hours of her life in pure hell on earth. She was made fun of, treated with unbelievable disrespect, cursed like a dog, accused of pulling this stunt several times, and not given medical help when she clearly needed it. She went totally silent at 1412. Why not stop and check on her then? It was not until 1417 that they discovered that. Don't know if she's faking or not. I just kept thinking, this is somebody's mother. I don't think they could treat a dog any worse. Miss Edwards, may you rest in peace. And Chief Knoll, I am just disgusted that your officers behave like this. And apparently, like, there was hair pulling. Like, when they went to go check on her, they yanked her by the hair. I haven't watched the video. I'm just reading the comments, and it's like... Yeah, I'm going to probably watch it tonight. And
they're little goose-stepping fascist soldiers making fun of a dying woman.
That's if you saw how they placed her in that fucking wagon. Like, this is the van. This fucking van with, like, steel steps and all this shit. They just
made to be uncomfortable.
Just literally just, like, rolled her into that where she's, like, face down wheezing, like, very, very audibly. This is not a well person.
They throw
that
her...
needs to go into jail. This needs to be taken back in there and force the fucking hospital to provide care for this person.
And then as soon as they throw her in that van, they turn around and say, I think she's faking it. Like, literally. Like, they throw a dying woman gasping for her last breaths into the back of a paddy wagon and then say, I think she's faking it. So one of the most mind-blowing things for me about this whole thing is this video was released by KPD on their own Facebook and YouTube pages. And usually we all know, we talk about it every time. We're like, we gotta wait. Well, we don't have the body cam footage. We gotta wait for them to try to get it out, you know? But they released this on their own.
We have a new police chief. That's why, probably.
Okay, I can't doubt that they're any better than Eve Thomas.
Well, that's what I'm looking is if he has he come out and said anything since.
No, they released that video.
The only thing I do know is that there are no charges being filed against any of the officers involved. And what I got from this video is five or six officers, no more probably, but then definitely no less. That's an obviously easy way of saying five or six officers, whatever.
Is it that they will not be charged or they have not been charged?
They will not.
When the
medical examiner ruled the death as a stroke, then immediately after they're like, charges will not be filed.
Yeah, okay, they could.
Fine, for her fucking death, but what about how they fucking treated her?
I mean,
what about that? Like the fucking.
My guess is if there's family involved, there will be a civil suit.
And they can take that money from the state, from the city itself.
Yes, which is what always happens. But what I saw here is those five or six officers were just pissed that they were inconvenienced. They felt inconvenienced by this person. You can tell by the way they were cursing.
Stop inconveniencing me by dying. Yeah.
But it really did come across. Like he's sighing as he launches her in. He's like, Jesus, fuck Mary and Christ. Like the fact that he even had to be there and just launch her in there. Like they literally think that she was being combative while dying in front of them slowly because what Marjorie Taylor Greene wants. She wants more police instead of people who actually care about people and want to care, provide care for, and see a person very physically unwell.
This is exactly what we mean by ACAB. These people, this is how the system trained these people to handle these situations. All cops are bastards because the cop, being a cop, is a system, and if you are in that system, then it trains you to treat people dying like this.
I don't know. Did he release it because they thought they did no wrong?
I don't know. So that's what drives me crazy about. WVLT, all the news channels release this too. And if you go to the comments, we all know the comments for anything involved with the police just are bootlickers fucking jerking off the cops.
Generally,
you go to the thing of this, and people are fucking horrified. Like on the page on KSO's page and their YouTube page is just a bunch of people being like, "You are obviously in the wrong here." Like even the bootlicking public can't watch this video and make excuses for the cops.
I already found someone.
My guess is because nothing in the video is technically criminal, and so they wanted to exonerate their officers because they don't have a duty to protect and serve. They don't have a duty to care. What they did was negligent, but negligence isn't a fucking crime.
Well, that's what we're trying to fucking say, that all cops are fucking
not
bastards.
Just negligence, not just negligence, but gross behavior where they're literally mocking, making fun of, putting a dying person in uncomfortable positions. I think they even had her restrained for majority of the that video. I couldn't tell because of the video angle, and it was it broke today. I didn't have time to watch the entire hour and 16 before I record. But from the bits I did see, it was fucking gross. Like there was no part where this woman was placed in any comfortable.
She wasn't treated like a fucking care. Human being.
No, not sure, one bit. Wasn't. Like no matter where I scrolled to on this video was just shit treatment every time. And there's an hour and 16 of that.
This comment, she asked for her inhaler. She said she was going to die, and they ignored her.
They said that she was fucking faking it, and then she's like, I need my medication here. And they're like, she's faking it. She doesn't need her medication. Like, no, these cops fucking killed her. Like, if they're culpable in her death, if they had helped her, she could still be alive right now. But her death is on these cops' hands.
If they could have said, ma'am, Fort Sanders doesn't want you here anymore. Can we call you an ambulance for another hospital?
Can we
take you to another hospital?
How would a human being, how would a real, this is why I say
that's how I would have, if I saw her in a fucking parking lot struggling to breathe and Fort Sanders wouldn't see her, I'd fucking put her in my car and take her myself to another hospital. What the fuck is wrong with the video?
The video was an hour and 16. That means they had called before then. Nearest hospital, probably from that.
Fort Sanders, 15, UT.
20 minutes?
Maybe. No. Not no. Even? That would be a 5 to 7 minute drive from Fort Sanders to UT
straight to Mercy. You radio ahead. You say, I have a medical and maybe critical condition, unable to breathe properly, and in need of immediate care, meet us at the gate, sort of thing like that. That would be the responsible thing to do. But Sam says they weren't there to treat someone that needed help. They were treating a criminal, or they were there to arrest a criminal. That was all they had to do. That there was nothing outside of that. That this person's not a human to them, not a person. It's just a means to an end. They were called for a thing, and they wanted to make that arrest.
And as a result, cops are bastards.
As a result, this woman did end up dying of a stroke, probably from complications of whatever ailment she was going through, physical or otherwise. And now she's gone.
Cops put her through hell. Like I said, if you know a Knoxville cop, call him a piece of shit. No. Every single cop in this city is especially a piece of shit.
The First Amendment does allow you to say whatever you...
Even in their personal life, like, you cannot be a police officer and be a good person. This is what we're fucking talking about. There are no good police officers. If quit the fucking force and do something good with your life, stop being a piece of shit. Get out of it.
Because even the one guy who was just kind of standing there, I don't think he interacted at all, but he sure as fuck didn't try to push them to do the right thing, nor did he stop their abhorrent behavior. And that's what we also say, that there are no good cops, because a good cop would not allow that behavior to continue. They just wouldn't be. A, they wouldn't be cops, but B, let's say they would to try to fix... They get absorbed into the system, and it changes their mindset, and there are no good cops, because again... They watch this shit happen. Every time there's group activity, there's always one that doesn't do anything, and they're just as culpable by not interfering.
Yeah, I mean, you get that one person who's standing by not doing anything, they're learning that they can get away with that. And then the next time that it happens, they'll be the one doing it, because they know they can get away with it then.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they can fit in with their buddies if they help make fun of the homeless person dying or whatever. Like they know they can get away with it then. You know, it turns them into evil pieces of shit.
And they all probably fucking high-fived each other in the fucking locker room and went home and beat their wives.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to wrap us up for episode 100 of Apostates on the Fringe.
Woo!
Yay, 100! Thank you guys again for joining this week. As always, you can check out past episodes, get links to the articles, or to contact the show over at apostatepod.com. Other than that, we'll see you all next week.
Fuck KPD.
Fuck KPD.
Fuck KPD. Thank you all very much. Apostates on the Fringe. Apostates on the Fringe. The views and opinions of the hosts of Apostates on the Fringe do not represent the views and opinions of the Atheist Society of Knoxville. For links to all our musical contributors, go to apostatepod.com and check the About Us page. A big thank you to Michael Scott Arden, who allows the show to use his full catalog.